This Rugby League report is brought to you by Volkswagen Amarok, the most powerful unit in its class.
Well, I imagine there's been a bit of time in front of the mirror, if not a whole room of mirrors, and a little bit of soul searching, because there's been a lot of head scratching out there at the Penrith Panthers. James Maloney joins us. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Obviously, not great. The loss, 30 points to 6 to the Tigers. What's happened since then?
We've probably addressed and or tried to address, that happened. There was, probably a feeling through the week. It was a really good feeling that, something, things might turn this week, and it seemed to build up, felt like it was really positive. But, we go out and just miss some real basic things, numbering up on short sides and things like that, and the game's over after 20 minutes. So, it's disappointing. It's hard to take, but, I suppose now all we do is, put it behind us, settle up and put 100% into this week. That's all we can really do.
Yeah, that was the disappointing thing for me, Jimmy, is that short sides, you practice it, you know how to defend short sides, you know you need to get numbers there, and if you don't get numbers there, you need to know how to defend it, and you practiced it, and you practice it, and they still got you. That was a worrying sign for me.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a basic, basic footy, when they move the ball on edge, you're going to travel and fill up short sides, and we didn't do it. It's hard with I don't know what's going on, mentally, whether guys are thinking of other things or what's doing, because it's just, like I said, some of the things that sort of keep killing us, and you keep looking at nothing. It's always things we can control that are hurting us, and that's a disappointing thing. It's not like we're going out each week and we're completely outclassed and we don't have a hope. Everything that, happens, we look back at the game and, we could have stopped and should have stopped. So, it's been the story of the season at the moment. So, we need to gear up and fix it this week.
Yeah, everyone needs to stick tight, and obviously you've got to support one another. But do the leadership group grab hold of a bloke like Wonga Blake and sit him down and say, listen here, mate, like, we're all wanting to head in the right direction. Yes, it's not a big misdemeanor, but when you're struggling, everyone needs to be solid. But you let us down. You failed to turn up on the weekend, or failed to turn up during the week on time. That's a sign of me that he's not wanting to be a part of the group. He's not sort of committed to the job. Do you sit down as a group and speak about that to him?
Yeah, well, we addressed it with him, and he was shattered. He nearly sort of let the boys down there, and it hurt him. It hurt him a lot. So, it's not that people don't care, or it's not that Wonga didn't care. He sort of had that slip up, and again, it's, don't know what's going on, to sort of make that slip up, but, we had to deal with it, and, as I said, I think the biggest sign, it really hurt him, we had to make it a hard call, and it hurt him, which shows how much he cared about it. So I thought, that sort of reaction, was a positive, because it did show that he cared so much.
Yeah, but I know that it hurt him, does he know the effect that it had on the group as well? And that's the key, the fact that, yes, he can be disappointed and let himself down, but he knows he let you guys down.
Yeah, exactly right. I think he's well aware of that, and no doubt. You can sort of imagine, when he's sitting at home and the game's unfolding the way it has, that, it probably amplified, everything he was feeling.
Can you tell your fans why it's all going to be different this weekend? I mean, because honestly, we're not talking about 1 week here. Yeah, there's been 2 wins from 9 matches. So you know, can you say what's going to be different this weekend?
I wish I could. Yeah, honestly, say look, I know 100% it's going to be different. I hope like how it is, and I just think the only thing we can do is, and it's our obligation, to go out there and play it tough for 80 minutes. Like that's what we get paid to do. It's what, it's the industry we're in. There's a lot of people that turn up week in, week out to support us, and, I think, we've sort of let them down, this year. It's disappointing and it's hard. So, I think, for anyone, and I'm sure, the people that support us, that's the first thing they want to see, is that, everyone out there is going to bust their gut to try and get it right this week.
Yeah, two things. One, you've been in this position before only a couple of years ago, and you managed to turn it around and you made the final. So that's a positive. And the other positive is, I reckon if you look one another in the eye and you put it on the line, there's so much talent there. They know that what they're capable of doing, but you've got to be committed, and you've got to be committed bone deep, not just skin deep. Because if you are, I reckon you can get the job done. But it's up to the players now. I don't think it's up to the coaches or the supporters. It's up to the playing group to actually show everyone that they're committed and they're ready to go forward.
Yeah, 100%. It's on no one else but us as players. 100% right. It's basically, there's got to come a time where, collectively, everyone's head just says enough's enough, and we'll do whatever it takes to fucking stop it happening. That's just how it is.
Is it a system problem? Like, is people not responding to the systems of the new coach in Ivan Cleary? Is it a want, desire?
I think, it's probably, I don't think it's system based. I think, if someone had asked me at the start of the year how we're placed, I probably thought we were better placed this year than what we were last year. Okay. I don't think it's anything to do with systems. I think, it's probably the biggest question has got to come down to the want and the willpower. As you said, everyone wants to turn around, but there's only one way to turn around. You can't just go out week to week just going, oh, look, we've got a good roster, and it'll just turn around. It'll just happen, because it won't. So that's probably the biggest part. We're all going to want to do it.
Yeah, and you'll get a good indication of this week. I've always found when you've gone through tough periods, the training sessions get a bit more intense, and the talk is there, but you get into that dressing shed the night of the game, and you can smell it, you can feel it, you can see that the blokes are ready to go, and there's not much talk, and you just get that feel. That's what you want on this weekend when you take on the Warriors.
Yeah, well, I hope like hell that's what happens, mate. So we'll do everything we can to make sure the result comes out the right way. Hopefully we're talking under better circumstances next week.
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of good years. Hey, Jimmy, I know I joke about it nearly every week now, but was there an honesty session? Was there a no-holds-barred honesty session?
No, not an honesty session. We've had to have some honest looks at, reviews of the game. But no sort of no holds barred on. But you can't sort of gloss over the things we keep missing in reviews. They've got to be addressed, because they keep sort of happening. So there's had to be a few honest reviews of what's going on and where we're at. So hopefully we get to the bottom of it this week.
Yeah, and it's never easy when you're going through a period like this, Jim. And you've obviously been through it before. But how's a guy like young Nathan Cleary going? I mean, he hasn't had too many stages throughout his young career to, you know, to be under the pump as much as he has and copped a bit of criticism. How's he handling it all? And does he just need to sort of relax and sort of just go out there and play rather than thinking about what everyone's saying and talking about and concentrating on other things? Does he just need to get out there and just perform?
Yeah, I think Nate's, he's always been pretty level-headed. The one thing he does, and it probably goes unnoticed, he's always, right at the top of, all the little things and the team-based actions that, he does every week. Like, he tries his guts out and does that. And, it's, unfortunately, one person can't turn a team around. That's it'd be beautiful if you could, but unfortunately, that's not really how it works. So I think he's right. He's still working through it. I sort of have chats with him every now and then just to make sure he's all good. And, obviously, the hardest thing with young players is you don't know when there's a lot of criticism, you don't know how they're taking it, how they're reading it. I sort of try and stay away from all that so I don't see, but there's definitely personalities and other people that, can't help but read it. And then I think that sort of fuels the negative in the head as well. So, in terms of Nate, I think he's going all right, sort of hanging in there. And he wants to turn around more than anyone. So, we just need to make it happen.
Do you think there'll be many changes this afternoon for the team?
Not sure. There could well be a few. I'm not sure, but we'll see how we go. There's sort of people that if we're not getting the job done, we're all sort of in a spot where we sort of put ourselves in a position where we can be dropped. So that's Ivan's call. He'll make the right calls that need to be made, and we'll have 17 blokes out there that. Rip and care for each other, hopefully, on Friday night.
Yeah, well, I know you're going through a tough time, mate, at the club there at the moment. Obviously, the playing group feel as though you're letting your supporters down and letting a lot of people down. You've got the talent there. You can turn it around. But thanks again for coming on the program, Jimmy. As always, you're very open and honest, and we know it's a difficult period for the club at the moment, but I'm sure with your leadership and your words of wisdom, you can turn it around this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Fingers crossed.